Welcome back to Beyond Sports on ESPN 1000 at ESPNChicago.com. Hannah Stanley with you today, as I am every Sunday. Currently joining me is Eric Meredith, who, among other things, is a dietitian, a health education specialist, and a personal trainer, military experience as well, and really brings a lot to our proverbial table, if you will, right now, talking about this Food as Medicine event that is happening on February 23rd, free to attend, open to the public. And that's going to be at Resurrection University over in Wicker Park. But you can attend even if you can't go, and you can stream it live as well. Eric, thank you so much for staying with me.
You're most welcome.
Now, when people are coming to this event, this is the second one you guys have done, you're going to touch on some of those, and you mentioned them earlier, quote-unquote fad diets. People do things because their friends have been successful or someone on television has been successful. But when we're looking for what would be best for us, how do we sit down and really work through that?
Yes, it's a great question. So I think what we're going to be doing on the 23rd is really discussing fad diets, mm-hmm. Kind of what is and get underneath what makes them work short term, and then sometimes the negative consequences long term, and then kind of what's happening to your body. So you have everything from low carb to high protein to no fat diets. And so each of those diets may not be the best in balance for your body. So we're going to really discuss some of the science and information and sometimes misinformation about a lot of those diets, and really get back to talk about, you know, balancing, what we talked about, portion control, eating whole foods. And then the last piece that I think I left out was mindful eating. Yeah. I think a lot of times people eat without really understanding why they eat and how much they're eating, like people who do excessive snacking or eating when you're watching a TV program. And sometimes the calories can mount up, or you're not watching the quality of food you eat. So we're definitely going to discuss, you know, the information around fad diets, the short-term benefits, and then the long-term effects of some of these diets, and which ones really, like the Mediterranean diet, for example, would be considered a good diet, because science shows that the Mediterranean diet is a really balanced diet, high in fruits and vegetables and lean meats, proteins, high in healthy oils like olive oil. So those type of diets actually have balance, and then they have evidence. So we're going to be discussing kind of the good, the bad, and the ugly of diets.
Yeah, it's very interesting how cyclical they are and how trendy things have become. Gluten is the dirtiest word in food right now. And people are saying, oh, I'm gluten-free. And there are people who legitimately cannot process gluten,
right,
or have a wheat allergy, which is different. But it's one of those things where people will ask, do you actually have an allergy? Because we have to prep this very differently than if you're just intolerant to it. And I think people say, well, so-and-so lost a lot of weight because they went gluten-free. But that could also be because they had inflammation, because they genuinely are intolerant of it.
Right. Or they could have been taking in less calories. You know, the processed grains could have been the very thing that tipped their calories over the scale. And so, you know, in the Western diet, you know, a balanced diet does not advocate for processed grains, for example. And you know, a lot of foods that are out there, there are a lot of processed grains. So a lot of people don't eat whole grains either because they don't like the texture, they don't like the taste, they don't like the appearance. It might be more expensive. So, yeah, so great point. And people can definitely go to their doctors to understand, you know, whether or not they have an allergic reaction to gluten or whether or not they're intolerant. Or some people, once again, just choose not to do it for diet and health reasons.
Fascinating stuff. Eric Meredith will be a presenter at the Food as Medicine Part 2 event, which is going to be at Resurrection University February 23rd, which is a Thursday night, from 5:30 to 8 p.m. But register before so they know that to expect you also. It is at resuthinkingoutloud.com, R-E-S-U, thinkingoutloud.com. And if you can't attend, you can stream it live. So they will send you a link and you can watch 2 to 3 days before the event. They will send you a link and then you can watch it live. I think that's what I'm going to do, although I'm going to try to make it over there to the Wicker Park campus. Eric, thank you so much for your time.
You're most welcome. Thank you, Hannah.
Absolutely. Hannah Stanley here, Beyond Sports, ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com. I'll talk to you next week.